Want to ace your life? Well, you've come to the right spot. Welcome to the podcast for Panoyan Life with me, your host, Dina, with a brand new episode every Thursday launching at 6 a.m. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Here we are. Let's do this. I'm joking. You ever do that where you're like talking and you're like breathing and like swallowing spit at the same time and you choke on your spit? It's a good time. And that just happened to me as I'm recording my podcast. We're going to leave that on there. That's how we're 4.0 in life today. Let's do this. So where I'm at, we had a beautiful day. I literally thought I was getting ahead of the game on one of my assignments for a class. Turns out, nope, I'm actually behind. So I'm going to have a little more work to do tonight after recording this podcast. But hey, here we are. So I saw this student walking in and I was pretending it was the day after the Met Gala. And we're going to talk about that today for the buzz. But before we get there, I had my own Met Gala moment. The carpet was kind of like messed up. So I was fixing the carpet with someone. And as a joke, I'm like, the student comes in. I'm like, come on, let's walk the Met Gala carpet. Here we go. Lift your head up. Mind you, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, but that's just who I am. And the student's like, it's too early. And I'm like, listen, life starts the minute you wake up. Write that down. So then there was this other student who was like giggling. I'm like, thank you for finding me amusing. Thank you so much. I love students like you. And she's like, well, I think what you said was great. And I'm like, yeah, write it down. Just write it down. So here we are trying to write things down and get ahead of the eight ball. But yeah, let's kickstart with a buzz, all things Met Gala. Now, I know that there was some interesting moments, if you know we can say that. I think the biggest option, and I said to myself I wasn't going to speak of it, but I think the individual who obviously was wearing an outfit with a sweater, and if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, there are things done, whether it's on social media or in celebrity public eye life, for a reason. It's to get you talking, because then you keep them trending and then you keep them in your mouth, in your brain, on the internet, and they just keep growing. I think sometimes people do things and they have no inkling in their body like, ooh, yes, this is going to be it. It's more like, meh, whatever. And then it's like, I bet you they talk about it. And it could be the worst decision of their life, but guess what? Everybody's talking about the sweater with the dress. So there you go. That's how they're winning and we're still talking about them. But let's get into this. So I kind of screenshotted a couple of my faves of the night, and I will always and forever give so much love to Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP. She had on this bell, like it was stunning. It was a light blush, see-through with like its studs. The hat just screamed royalty, and everything about her was just, I want to go to a tea party with SJP. So that was my honest fave. It wasn't an over-the-top gown. It wasn't something that like someone had to literally carry her up the stairs. She just oozed fabulosity. Now, I am curious though, when she sat down, because this dress kind of like went to the hips and then belled out. Like if you sit down, what's happening? So, you know, thoughts on that. Then another one that I fell in love with was Elle Fanning. And it had this, if I can explain it, it looks like glass. She just had very beautiful ambiance. Her skin was glowing. Off of the shoulders came off these birds. It looked like she was wearing glass. If you could tell me that the 2024 Christmas Barbie doll was going to be Elle Fanning in this dress, I would pre-order it and buy it, because this just exuded beauty, grace, Poise, everything. So I actually think I loved SJP, but I think Elle Fanning wins. Like, absolutely stunning, stunning. Zendaya, I saw like just peacock beauty. I don't know why I keep seeing birds, but that's what I saw. It was the blues, the greens, just everything. But I think it was more her attitude that she put forth. You know, she gave you these dark, smoky eyes, and she just like modeled it up. So another fave of mine. Demi Lovato. She was in this, like, they were calling her like Sleeping Beauty, this silver, not a sweetheart. So it literally was pointed outward, pointing towards like the shoulder point, hugged her hips beautifully. It just had silver ambiance, flowers, just stunning, and her hair just slick, her makeup perfect, just a necklace on. Loved, loved, loved that one. Let me see, what else do I have? Oh, that's a cookie of mine. And then, okay, so I caught this one today, and Camila Cabello's dress, loved hers, but her purse or handbag. And I saw this also on TikTok. I think Marie Claire, yes, posted it. It was like question for the chat. Do we love it or no? I think her handbag was ice, a block of ice. Because when she's holding it, you see it drip. And then when she hands it off, she's wiping her hands. So, yeah, I guess maybe it was hot and she just wanted to stay cool. The vibe for her was cool, calm, collective. So maybe that's exactly what was going on. So would you, would you rock an ice block for a handbag? So that's the buzz for today. Again, I think it's such between SJP and Elle Fanning. I think for Elle Fanning, just the beauty, the grace, the ambiance for the originality. But because I'm a tea snob, I do love SJP's hat. Like, the hat kind of stole it for me and just brought everything else to life. So I think I got to go for that. All right. So today's topic, we're going to roll right into that. I posted a little question in my stories, and a couple people were like, no. Timed out. I'm hoping it doesn't make noise. Let me see. Is it still up? No, my story is expired. But the good thing was that I did get the opportunity to, I'm loving this, to collect some from those that posted. And the topic was what a mom wants. Obviously, this Sunday is Mother's Day. And for those of you who are like, oh, it is, yes. So please, like, get a move on. Listen, don't last minute do the flowers. I know flowers are beautiful, and if the person loved the flowers, that's fine. But, like, think about things that a mom really wants. Like, we don't want – I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I don't want to say we want, because that's not fair. I don't want chocolates. If you're going to be, like, flowers, they have to be sunflowers. I kind of just want to relax, hang out, have some yummy food, be with my kids. I don't know. Maybe do, like, some – painting on a canvas with our hands and make memories. Like, I want it to be a memorable moment. It doesn't have to be like a $40,000 piece of jewelry, but hey, if you want to throw it my way, I'll send you my address. So then I had Christina Aguilera in the background. I was vibing. Instead of what a girl wants, it's what a mom wants, what a mom needs, whatever makes a mom happy. Just kidding. All right. So, here were some of the things that I collected. Okay, so dinner in a hotel with some best friends. We're just going to hang out. We'll get massages, sleep all day, just in a hotel by myself. Now, I am all for that. It sounds fun. I wouldn't go to a hotel by yourself just because the world's crazy right now. But massages, check. Maybe hanging out with your besties, check. Love that. And then the person I also asked, they said the flip side is, because that's what they want, but what they're actually doing is they're going to Willow and Whisk. And the funny thing was, which I didn't know, Willow and Whisk is in Bergen County. she had to make this Mother's Day brunch appointment last July. Like, that's how hard to get into this place it has become. I know the whole vibe, the ambience was all about like the Instagrammable moments, right? Creating these mom and pops with Instagrammable moments. So obviously you stand out from the crowd. It's like, oh, where are you at? Oh, I know where you're at. It's that beautiful tree, Willow and Whisk. So she's going there for brunch. She's going to go for a run and then just like a nice relaxing shower. And I love that. I think these are all things we love to do, right? Good food, relaxing, doing the things you love to do. Then my other friend said, day to self and shopping with mom, make the time, then lunch, no kids. Now, I spoke to her about this specific one. And the one thing that she said, and it really, really like changed a couple things. And I love that she said it. She said that a friend of hers had lost her mom the day before, I believe she said, before Mother's Day, and things are never the same. And it made her think about the importance of spending more time with her mom. And it's true because, you know, when you're young, you don't think about these things. It's just not something you think about because we generally think about death, older age. And honestly, it's just scary because with the world today, everything that's going on, you don't know when your official time is up, if you will. And I love that she brought that out. I love that she said that because I think it's important, not just for Mother's Day, but like as an overall, maybe we all need to just re-examine how our time is spent. And I think I've mentioned this on another podcast episode where we really dive in and dissect how much time do we spend with our parents? If you're older, how much time do we spend with the ones we love? Because you never, ever know when that last day in time is. I think I read, it was this quote this morning, and it was like, kids love these letters, and it spelled out T-I-M-E. And it's true, right? You get home from work. Come on, hurry up, hurry up. Let's eat. Hurry up, hurry up. Let's do homework. Hurry up, hurry up. Let's shower. Hurry up, hurry up. Let's go to bed. I get it. I know sometimes there isn't enough time in a day, but I think if you just carve out 15 minutes, 10, and just read a book, take a family walk, just do those things that your kids love so much, I feel like it's everything. So I want to thank her for bringing that up. And then another friend I work with, I love, she's like, I'm sorry for blowing up your phone. I'm like, girl, you did not blow up my phone. You gave me everything and more. So I have to credit her for a lot of these things. So the next few things that I'm reading are from one individual person. And I'm loving all this because it speaks so to mom life. The first one, mom needs a break, but wants you to know she feels guilty asking for one. And has a hard time letting those seconds or minutes or hours go to someone else, and also wants you to understand she knows it's irrational, but there is no changing her mind. I cannot tell you enough, the mom guilt hits hard. Anyone who's a mom, you know what I'm feeling. Anyone who's even a dad, you know what I'm feeling. I just think, I know personally me, being a mom is the best job in the world. So for instance, tonight we were supposed to go as a family to this STEAM event, and I was very excited as a science teacher. But my daughter wasn't feeling so great and she wanted a nap and sleep, so I couldn't go. And my husband went with my son, and I was sad about it because I was like, this is supposed to be family night. I want to spend time with the kids. I feel like I'm not there. But then I get so frustrated when I need a break, but then I'm also like, I feel guilty for taking the time away. So I love this. And I think for this Mother's Day, maybe we just need to do that. It doesn't always have to be like lock yourself in a closet unless that's what you need to do. But maybe just like mom, sit on the couch and don't do a darn thing. Unless you're like me and you gotta make sure you do something. another thing. Mom needs you to remember the little things like her favorite color or how she likes her sandwich cut because she knows it all for each person in the house. She wants you to know the little things matter more than the big ones. I cannot echo this enough. I cannot heart this, tap like, all that stuff, share, because this is so true. I don't want all the expensive things, the big things. I just want the small things to shine. So if you know that I love my sandwich cut in four pieces because I'm such a kid at heart, to get a sandwich cut in four pieces, I will melt. That is it. It like my comfort 1-2-3 meal, if I'm not kidding you, you're gonna laugh at me. It is a salami and cheese sandwich with a little bit of mayo and smiley fries. Like that's my jam. Probably not the healthiest option. I totally understand that, but that's my jam. Mom needs all the hugs and cuddles as long as she can get them. Mom wants you just appear with a coffee or smoothie or burger or card just because, not just because it's Mother's Day or her birthday. I echo that. I will tell you one of the most like take a deep breath things, and I literally just take a deep breath, is my husband knows when I'm having a hard day and he just brings me a coffee to work. So it doesn't always have to be on Mother's Day. Sure, Mother's Day, we want to like really be like, yeah, go moms. But it's nice sometimes outside of it all. Mom wants and needs you to take pictures with her in it. Oh, I'm going to say this again. Mom wants and needs you to take pictures with her in it, so she's not always the one behind the camera. The kids will always see dad in their pictures when he is gone. Make sure they have ones with mom too. I know also, and I will admit to this, I'm a control freak with pictures because it's part of what I do, content creation, and I used to be doing more photography than ever. But I also want to be in the pictures because there are so many times I look and I'm like, oh my God, you, that's such a cute picture of you guys. And I'm like, do I just Photoshop myself in? And I'm a big fan of action shots. I don't like posing because I get awkward and then I smile and my face starts to shake. I just want all the action shots. Am I picking the kids up? Am I spinning them around? Are we splashing water on ourselves? Like, those are my jam. And then this one I love. Mom wants a pedicure and she needs a child and dad or partner free extended shower refresh time. Complete with a full moisturizing session, full hair wash, rinse, repeat, time to shave the legs without having throw a foot on top of the sink while her kids run under her legs, only causing her to cut herself, exfoliation, blowout, candlelight, aromatherapy, whatever will be her quiet oasis for a bit. Like everything is listed there. I am imagining this whole thing. Like last night, I kid you not, showering with my daughter and I'm trying to shave with her in the shower and she's like contorting herself and then she's sitting on the floor and she's pretending that she's growing like a flower and I'm trying to shave myself. And listen, I'm here for all the moments. I think those are hilarious moments, but I also like, I don't know, just want to shower sometimes solo. So when I get out, I'm not freezing, you know, trying to get them out or drying and all that jazz. But I want you to seriously think if you are a mom, and again, I'm not leaving out the dads, it's just Mother's Day coming up. What does you want? What does mama want? What does mama need? Because we got a couple days, friends, right? You're going to hear this on Thursday, which means we got Friday, Saturday to figure it out. And honestly, I am all for all the good eats. Find me a good brunch spot. Here for the waffles. Love a good waffle. Maybe we'll make pizza. And honestly, just hanging out in the backyard, getting some vitamin D. Please don't rain, okay? And just enjoying being a mom. It is truly the best job in the world. I know sometimes I get frustrated. I know sometimes I'm like, what is that in your hair? All those funny things you say, you just got to bring them back to life. I promise you, it's great. It's the best job in the world. So with that being said, happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. Enjoy your beautiful day. I am going to be back with you next week. I have officially confirmed a recording date with Christina for our sub-series that will be coming out. I am not telling you the date yet, but it is this month. We're going to record our pilot. We're going to get it out there. We're going to get all the feels, all the vibes, and all of your opinions on this. What I will do is I am going to create a mixtape. Now, when I say mixtape, I'm literally meaning like the mixing of all the moments on the podcast that I'm going to launch on here. I feel like I got to give you all that teaser because for those of you who are like interested, but I don't know if I want to subscribe because it will be on a subscription based only for this sub-series. And I know some of you are like, don't care. Like, show me, like, let's do this. So what I'll do is I will edit it all up. I'll chop it up. I'll get you all the funny moments. There'll be a video portion of that as well. And then I'll put it on here. It'll be probably like 10 minutes long. And then if you're like, need more, must have, obviously, then you subscribe. You get the full episode. And we will talk more about when that is launching, how many times a month, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So with that being said, enjoy the rest of your Friday Eve, your Friday, and your weekend. Celebrate those mamas. Love the ones that are no longer with us. And yeah, let's talk more next Thursday. Bye, friends.